That's one of the questions. You know, they will never be able to get away with this study today, but, you know, back in the 60s. So they were answered this. Now, next to them, there is a Confederate. Someone whom they don't know is part of the study, and this guy is going ballistic. How dare they, you know, really getting angry, and then you get angry too. And you get even angrier than the control group who went through the exact same thing, except for the fact that they didn't get the injection. So what they did was they saw their bodies as getting very aroused, and they interpreted this arousal as, oh, I must be really angry. And they really did get even angrier than they would have. I mean, they got angry in the control group as well, but less angry than those who were injected the epinephrine. Now, second condition, also injected, had a questionnaire without any provocative questions. And next to them, there was again a Confederate whom they thought was also doing the experiment. And that Confederate found, by happenstance, a hula hoop on the floor and started to shake it, you know, and dance and, you know, was going crazy there and happy and laughing. And the person who was just injected the epinephrine went wild. So happy and joyous, much more happy than the control group who were in a room with a person dancing with a hula hoop but did not get the injection. In other words, he interpreted the raising adrenaline, oh, I must be really happy now. And they were really happier.